Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Getting Hot in the Kitchen. Your hosts, Dr. Dave and Venus Quintana, will entertain, inspire, and ignite your passion for food. Welcome to Getting Hot in the Kitchen, our spooky Halloween show today. I'm Venus Quintana.
And I am Dr. Dave, getting scared in the kitchen.
That was some laugh you have, Dr. Dave.
Oh, yeah, you should try out for a role on that, huh?
Never heard that before.
It happens.
Well, good evening, everyone. This is Halloween,
October 31st, 2016. Yeah.
And I hope you are having a very healthy and safe evening tonight.
Yeah.
You know, we have to be careful on these holidays, you know. We have to be extra vigilant in terms of taking care of ourselves and being cautious.
Without a doubt. You know, I even had text my son when he's coming home from college tonight. I said, hey, just watch out for all these little rugrats jumping out all over the street, you know. So got to be careful about that. But listen, tonight we got a great show. It's all about Halloween. Trick or treat, smell my feet, give me something good to eat. Do you remember that one? Do you?
I have not said that in about 25 years.
All right, well, I'm glad I beat you to it. But if you have any stories or anything you want to do, or just call in to get frightened, call us. It's 323-642-1296. And you have to say a little trick or treat to the hosts when you call in.
Indeed, that should be fun.
Yeah. So, what is the best story for you about Halloween? Because I got so many. I was quite a disruptive young man when it came to Halloween.
Well, you have to understand, growing up in London, we didn't really celebrate Halloween over there, even though it, funny enough, originated from not too far away in Ireland. But
Yeah. That's a Celtic
tradition. We never celebrated Halloween. In fact,
I really
didn't know much about it until I was much older. I mean, it just wasn't something that we followed. So,
now, did you have any sort of a costume day of sorts?
Not so much. I feel like we would dress up, if anything, and I never did, around the time of
communion?
No.
Confirmation?
No, the Remember the 50th.
Yeah. But that's not quite like scary costumes and stuff, was it?
No, but we really didn't have anything like that.
You know what, folks? Venus loves Halloween now, so much so. I mean, she came home the other day with skeletons and skulls, and we went out to the farm on Saturday, got some pumpkins and stuff like that. So having a lot of fun with it.
No, I do. I love Halloween. You know, there were many years when I was much younger that I would always dress up and go to a party, and it was just a whole big thing. But I don't know, I guess that kind of novelty has worn off for me. I do like the everything that surrounds Halloween, especially movies. Like, I'm a sucker for bad horror movies.
And we have been watching so many bad ones.
I just love to be in that feeling of being scared and excited, and it's just, I love that, and that's, you know, makes horror so especially enticing. I mean, you know, all the vampire movies, I've always loved those. And, you know, of course, the whole weekend, TV, there's been Fright Fest, name it.
Oh, my God,
24-hour, you know, versions of Halloween and Freddy Krueger. I mean, that's what they do. They have these, like, marathons. And I started, I think it was on Friday, with The Walking Dead, the new season, The Walking Dead.
Yes, you did. Yes, you
and,
did.
And, somebody's calling in. Interesting. All right. Well, we'll see who that is in a moment. But I was going to say, I lost my train of thought.
Oh, The Walking Dead.
Oh,
the Walking Dead.
Very disturbing first show.
Quite disturbing. You don't watch that before bed. I'm sorry. That is not correct.
I have to tell you, David, you would have not been able to watch it because it was extremely gory.
And I am glad I fell asleep early.
But almost to the point where you were actually feeling traumatized inside. I mean, that's how... But to me, that
I tell
is,
patients not to watch the news in the evening, much less this sick stuff.
Well, you know, that's why I have actually a very...
We do have a caller, by the way, who's excited to come on. So we're going to finish this little couple blurbs here, and then we'll bring her on. Yeah.
Horror, if you think about it,
yes.
One of those genre of movies that is the most, I think, challenging, right, to other than comedy, to really be a good horror movie and actually, you know, make you feel.
Oh, a good horror movie, yes.
Really
yes.
In it
yes.
And, you know, scared and all those emotions.
Like, even like The Shining, for God's sakes. And,
yeah.
And I do want to take this caller on in a minute, but The Shining. Simple. It wasn't like gore. It wasn't Chainsaw Massacre. But it was a suspense.
And that's
and
kind
creepy.
Of movie
and I loved.
A timeless movie.
Yes.
Even watching it, and how long ago was that made?
You'd still
many
get your
ago,
the hair on the back of your neck crawling. Yes.
Scary.
Yes.
And that,
really?
Folks, is a good horror movie right there. So,
it is. It is.
I do enjoy horror movies, especially as my favorite part of Halloween. I will absolutely say that. So why don't we bring on Elaine?
Who do we have? Okay.
Hello, Elaine. Ooh, Elaine?
Hello, Venus.
Elaine, is that... Oh, hello, Elaine. Happy Halloween, my dear.
By the way, I'm just with you on that Walking Dead. I watch that at night also.
You do?
Oh, my God, Elaine... Did you watch the first show of the season?
Of course. I love that show.
Elaine, were you not traumatized?
I was.
Yeah. It was pretty sickening. And, you know, I had really bad nightmares after that.
I was.
Were you okay that night, Elaine? Did you have someone to keep you warm in bed after that?
Huh?
I was saying, did you have someone to keep you warm in bed after you watched that? Very scary. No?
A certain person ran out because he was a scaredy cat.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, sorry, something's going on with the mic right now. Sorry about
that.
All right,
back on air. So somebody ran out, i.e. your acquaintance of the evening, because The Walking Dead was too much.
I don't know if it was that or if it was just him.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, this happens. But I'm going to tell you, Venus had it on, and I was not too enthralled with this whole thing of gore and what have you. I mean, I like the suspense. Again, give me The Shining any day. I don't know. Give me something like that. I don't know. I just don't need to see, like, the whole bloody, gory thing. And I certainly, the other day, we started watching this... What is that called with these creatures, zombies? I just don't get the zombie thing.
I like that show, too. Don't talk about my show.
All right. No, I didn't say it's a bad thing. I'm saying I don't get it, and that's okay.
So, Elaine...
I mean, I'm still like Sesame Street, you know, Romper Room. These are the things that work for me.
So, Elaine, how are you doing? Elaine, how are you doing with your diet?
I'll tell you, as long as he don't get mad at me.
I would never get mad at you, but
really?
Just do tell. Go ahead.
We haven't stuck to it because I've had dental surgeries almost every damn weekend this month.
Oh, my goodness.
See, now, to me, that'd be even an easier way to stick to it if you don't want to eat so much after the dental surgery, no?
I'm not allowed to eat anything hard. All I'm allowed to have is soft.
Oh, so let me guess.
No
sirree,
Bob.
Ice cream, more ice cream, and more ice cream.
No, I stayed away from the ice cream because I was thinking about you.
Oh.
So wait, Elaine, what did you get done? You had gold teeth put in? What?
I had every tooth taken out, and I've had implants put in.
Did you get any bling pieces?
No.
Maybe one right in the front?
Like
nice
a gold
smell.
Tooth with a diamond?
Bling,
come
bling.
On. Bling, bling.
Yeah, you want to pay for it for me?
No.
No. And you know what? That would not look right on you. But all right, so you haven't stuck to your weight loss program, and that's okay. You went through some dental surgery. That's a lot. So anyway, we have a lot to cover tonight. So let me ask you this, Elaine. Do you
Did
like
I get
Halloween?
Up
and if
Halloween?
So, huh?
Did I get dressed up for Halloween?
Well, that was a question to come. If you just be patient. First, do you like it? B, what is your favorite to tradition? And then let's go with C. What did you dress up with, or did you dress up?
Let's answer this question. What am I usually when I come see you in the office? Besides
a happy-go-lucky, healthy, vital, jumping for joy patient.
Okay, you got the wrong patient.
I might have,
but anyway, I was giving you the respect of being on air. So you tell us.
The devil.
All right, so you're the devil. So what did you do for Halloween? Because you got 1 minute to wrap it up, because we want to hear your experience around Halloween.
Did you wear Prada?
No.
Get it? The devil wears Prada?
I got it. I did actually get that. Bada beep.
Bada bing.
What did you get Venus for Halloween?
What did I get Venus for Halloween?
Yes.
I didn't know this was a gift.
A present.
I did not know this was a gift giving.
Every day,
you know what I gave her? You know what? My love.
But
my dedication. And wait. She needed.
He gave me some lip service. How about that?
Oh, well, this whole double leg thing we'll have to talk about. But anyway, I gave her a treatment tonight. After I was off, I treated her. So you know what?
Yeah, and he made me pay for it.
I did.
He discounted it.
Why would you make her pay for it for?
Hey, come on. Listen, my student loans are
right?
Very, very, very high. And I gotta make up some coin here. So, you know, you got to barter in life. So listen, my dear, it is 9:12.
You're supposed to buy her something for Halloween, I hate to tell you.
All right, you know what? I will take that under advisement.
Well, I'm going shopping tomorrow, so.
All right, so she's going to have a belated. You know, the belateds are even worse. You understand that. So the only thing I'm lucky
for. What are we doing for my birthday?
We'll have to discuss that. We will. How about on the next visit? We'll discuss that. So what I would like you to do, Elaine, is have an amazing, 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 amazing holiday evening here.
And
it's Halloween.
My boyfriend's not there tonight.
He's not by?
I said my boyfriend is not working with you guys tonight.
Oh, no. Green
Dan.
Room, no. Dan the juicer man, no.
Oh, yeah. He's been the perfect father today.
Yeah,
and he didn't invite
kids
you, that little witch.
No, he took his kids out trick-or-treating up in Canada, God bless him.
Yeah.
And that's a beautiful thing. So, Elaine, have a happy, happy Halloween.
Oh, Elaine, thank you so much for calling in. Always good to hear from you, my dear.
Happy Halloween.
Okay, enjoy your evening. We'll talk to you soon.
Have fun.
Ciao, ciao. Arrivederci. Sayonara.
Good night, my dear.
Buenas noches.
Buenas noches, noches, buenas. So, you know, listen, Halloween, I remember some crazy times. I mean, first and foremost, right now, we had literally, what, 5 trick-or-treaters who knocked on the door who...
Yeah, they were actually, like, trying to, like...
Like, basically kick the door down.
Back the door down.
But back in the day when I was younger, we used to make up 300 bags of Halloween candy.
Really?
300 bags to hand out. So we used to buy these, like, little bags and pack them really good stuff. And I would trick-or-treat and everything. I mean, that was a different time and place. I mean, my God.
It was very different back then.
It really was. So trick or treat. But you know what? We had some real amazing treats this week. We cooked up some amazing food, and Venus,
we
I'd like
really
to start
do.
Talking about it. We had some great stuff.
But before we do, you know, we haven't mentioned yet that we do actually have... a guest calling in today.
We do, yes.
We have a guest, Chef Frank from Francesco's, amazing Italian restaurant in Babylon,
yes.
Long Island, and he's going to be coming on, actually, probably in about 5 to 7 minutes.
Yes, yes.
And we're going to be discussing you know, his restaurant and how he got involved in this incredible four-course dinner event that's happening next week that we want to talk about. So it should be interesting. And, you know, he's very much into health and fitness, so we can certainly touch on a couple of subjects. So anyway, that's going to happen in another few minutes. But even before we go to our week, I, you know, want to, again, congratulate Dr. Dave on his show.
Oh, thank you.
Which transitioned from radio into now, you know, he's been doing the Facebook Live videos with, which has actually garnered much attention. And,
yeah, a lot of fun.
Very successful. A lot of people are engaging and asking questions. And, you know, it's incredible to see all these people who are just really so interested in their health and interested to, you know, learn and educate themselves. So
right.
He did a great show just Saturday about the cannabis revolution.
Very
interesting to hear about that. And, you know, folks, you can always go to the our page on Blog Talk Radio. Getting Hot in the Kitchen, you can actually listen to all the archived downloads of any show we've ever done. So if you know, can't catch us live, you can always catch us there. But so anyway, yeah, Dr. Dave's show doing really well. We're actually gonna you're gonna have your first guest coming on.
Yeah, we have our guest coming
up.
We'll
announce that later.
Yeah, we will. And you know, it's really important too, folks. I mean, we're out there on social media if you want to engage with us. GHITK Show is our handle on Facebook. If you want to follow me, I'm David A. Gentile 1. You can find my links to the Facebook Lives. We have Dr. Dave Health as well, DRDAV Health. So we're out there doing some social media stuff, having a lot of fun, sharing a lot of content.
Yeah.
Venus is really working real hard right now on our Instagram account, really buffing that up with a lot of content. And that's great. We have some great stuff to share, some great pictures, some great recipes, some great ideas. And we were out at the farms, what was it, yesterday or Saturday, was it? My goodness, Sunday, right? And we have actually started to do some videotaping out in some of the different food venues. And we're going to have those edited down, and we're going to post them up. And it's going to be like a little mini vignette of a kind of a lifestyle show, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Indeed. We were very blessed to have some amazing weather yesterday, and we decided to, you know, I mean, it's getting colder now, and we, you know, the weekends that we can really go out there and enjoy are becoming much more limited. So
yes.
We took yesterday as a great opportunity. We headed out to the North Fork, which it just really resonates with me up there. I mean, it's just something about it that's absolutely so gorgeous.
It is. It's a step back in time. It's peaceful.
It really is.
It really
very, very peaceful. I mean, I love the South Fork, don't get me wrong, but it's just a very different vibe. So we went out, and we ended up stopping at a beautiful farm. What was that called? The
I think it was Sound Shore Farm and Market.
And, you know, there's a lot of these farm stands as you drive along. What is it, 25?
Well, it's Route 58, which goes north.
And, you know, so many beautiful little farm stands. Some are just small little tables outside somebody's residence, and they're selling, like, two carrots and a pea.
Yeah, like, literally, and they actually, some of these places actually
no
have a can.
No one's ever there.
They have a can.
No one's ever manning the station, so they're obviously...
It's
trusting.
That trust factor, yeah.
It's a trust thing in the community, which I think is incredible, but... I don't know. The likelihood of me stopping there is probably very slim.
Well, you know what? I've done that for wood in the winter when I've driven out with the boys quite a couple of years ago before I met you, my love. We'd go out there and we would buy firewood bundled up on the...
Life was just not...
Wasn't the same. I mean, I was burning wood to make heat, for God's sakes, back then. Now I actually can use oil.
Mm-hmm.
But seriously, it's fun out there. It's beautiful.
It really
it's relaxing.
Is. So we actually, this farm just caught our attention just because of the way they had positioned it. It was just very appealing to the eye. You know, there was just a lot going on. So we ended up spending quite a long time there. We did a video shoot, a photo shoot.
Well, actually, we did like
seven
different lengths of footage, and we'll have that all put together. And but the beautiful thing about being out there, this fresh produce, the colors and the smells, and Even the mums, for my God's sakes. I mean, forget the pumpkins and the squash and the tomatoes and the zucchini. These mums were full of life.
Well,
like nothing
was,
I've ever
everything
seen.
Everything was full of life then. You know, when you, you look at all this beautiful fresh produce.
The mums.
Oh, cauliflower mash. That's what we've been doing.
Mash. It caught on in a flash.
Love it.
He did the monster mash. For my love, Notari in the car.
I love those songs. I do.
But in any case, you know, so we were at this farm, and the quality and vibrancy of these vegetables was almost hard to really even imagine how they could look this way. And, you know, and you compare.
But they weren't even blemished. Now, like Venus and I bought this one head of cauliflower. Like if anybody's ever seen, when you see the cauliflower and it's either fresh or even worse, wrapped in the plastic. So many times, like, it has a blemish to it. It has, like, a little,
you know,
darkness. This was pure, gorgeous white.
And I think it's always important that every one of us, because we all cook at one point in our lives, whether it's a lot or whether it's a little.
Right.
And I think when we find things that we don't, that don't appeal to us or aren't as of the quality that we deserve, then I think we have to pass this on to people, you know?
Yeah.
When I speak about that, you know, I want to use an example of the cauliflower mash. So we've been buying this package, what's called a cauliflower rice? No.
Yeah, no, well, it's cauliflower that is riced, which, I mean.
But what's the name of it?
It's
rice cauliflower.
I mean, I think they call it right now, there's so many different trade names and ways to say it. It's kind of like a cauliflower crumble. So essentially what it is cauliflower that's just kind of broken down into a very fine thing, and you can actually saute it and make almost like a cauliflower rice or pilaf. But right now we're doing the fat-free thing because of Venus right now. We're talking about
that.
But
what we did is the last couple of times he bought it already, you know, smashed up into like these little crumbles, and we had ended up cooking it in chicken stock, and we had ended up mashing that up to make a cauliflower mash, and you know, it was okay. It wasn't anything amazing.
No.
And we did it the second time. It was okay, nothing amazing. But then when we got this fresh cauliflower from the farm, we cut it up, did it the same way, boiled it in the chicken stock, right?
Organic chicken stock, you know, regular sodium. We didn't do low sodium.
And then he mashed it up, and then I ended up seasoning it with just a bit of salt and pepper, really one, maybe not even tablespoon of fat-free sour cream.
That's it, all it needed.
Because I have no fat and oil in my HCG diet. And I have to tell you, folks, when I tasted that, it didn't even taste like what we had been eating, you know, out of the packets that we were buying, the crumbled cauliflower.
And that just proves farm to table means all the difference in the world. It really does.
Mm-hmm.
It really does.
Absolutely.
I mean, but we made this with a beautiful, beautiful shepherd's pie. You want to talk about that? Love how we put that all together?
Absolutely, yes. So we were, I don't know, I think we were at lunch the other day.
Mm-hmm.
We always plan our meals ahead now. What are we going to
have
dinner tomorrow? What are we going to have a Tuesday? You know, it's so important to plan whether you're on a diet or not. And I had a flashback of David's incredible shepherd's pie that he made. I believe it was, what was it, last year?
That was last year
for the Verizon.
For Verizon Fires, Push Pause.
Push Pause with Archie Snowden.
Yeah,
my
producer there. Yeah.
And, you know, we had filmed it at a friend's kitchen.
Yes.
I remember taking a little bite. I mean, I just couldn't even. Seconds and thirds and fourths and fifths. And I literally ate half of that thing, and it was just unbelievable. So I had this, you know, whole kind of desire yesterday to have that again.
Yes.
But I said to David, you know, I really want this shepherd's pie, but how are we going to make it HCG? And how's it actually going to taste even half as good as a regular one would?
So, you know what, let me just fill our audience in if they weren't on last week or if they haven't been listening to the Dr. Dave Health segments that we've been doing. HCG is the human chorionic gonadotropin diet, which Venus is on. just to kind of slim
up. Get out
up.
Of who? Get out of jail?
Get out of jail, girl. Get out of jail. HCG, human
I
carotid.
I want to get out of
you
jail.
You do, you do. But Venus is doing great. You've
really?
Lost probably the average of 14 pounds, which has been about, what, 0.7 to 0.8 pounds a day?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I have stalled a little bit the last 3, 4, 5 days, but that's normal.
Which
so.
Is to be expected, but she looks so amazing, and we're cooking
and
with
I went
such...
for a 5-mile unexpected walk today.
Yeah, unexpected. I love that.
Very unexpected. I was actually almost feeling anxiety because my GPS, when you have it on walking distance, was telling me like 1 hour or something. And I knew there was no other way to get home.
No, I know.
And it was getting darker and colder, and I was running out of steam. And I went up and down these hills like you've never seen.
And I, yeah, she did. Folks,
so,
I saw a picture. It was serious.
It was like
it was serious.
Show on steroids.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. But you
nuts.
Know, God bless. You did it, though. You did it. You did it.
It was nuts. So that was really great. And
but you've been doing so well. So with this HCG diet, which we call a weight loss program in our practice here, it's about eating in a way to lose weight. In a program where we're doing an injection every day, which Venus has been doing, and it resets your metabolism, and she's on 500 calories. But what we've been able to do is make 500 calories look like 3 huge, satisfying meals. And we're going to put this picture up tomorrow of this shepherd's pie.
Oh.
And I'm going to tell you, folks, I'm
she's
not doing this with
her.
I'm not even doing this program with her, but I'm losing weight just because I'm enjoying eating the food she's eating. And, I practice this and use it in my practice
mm-hmm.
as a segmental way to lose weight, to get healthy and vital. And then you move on to the basic tenets of good health and good weight loss and what have you. So this is a 30 to 40-day program just to get you really honed in,
amazing.
Change your metabolism, and reset it. But what Venus is doing has brought it into the household for us, and now I'm taking some of the recipes we've done and some of the concepts we've done and honing us because I'm living it with her.
Really,
and I'm
going to
tell you, folks, this food is so good. I can't wait till we post this tomorrow. So, if folks, you get a chance, you can go to facebook.com/GHITK show.
And Instagram.
And Instagram, too. Same thing,
that's
same handle.
GHITK show.
And you're going to see this shepherd's pie made with cauliflower topping instead of the typical potato, and it is literally on point. And if you want to call in tonight, get any questions answered about anything we're doing here, if you have any recipes you want to try to convert to more weight loss friendly or what have you, give a call because I love that. I need a little challenge in life. The phone number is 323-642-1296. So we're getting hot in the kitchen tonight.
We are. We're still waiting for our guest.
But you know what? He's
right.
A chef, and I hear you cannot get in there, Venus, even if you have reservations. So, folks, if he doesn't come on either on time or at all tonight, we will have him back, and I do understand why.
No,
but I'm going to tell you something.
He's still only 8 minutes.
Yeah.
Late.
No,
okay.
Even
that. We'll
I mean, listen, when
that.
You're in the weeds, as we used to say,
exactly.
It's
maybe
crazy.
Maybe he's super busy, or we don't know.
And you know what, folks? We're throwing it out here for you guys. We'd love to hear from you. We are thinking about doing the Getting Hot in the Kitchen show as a Facebook Live, too, where we can actually show you how to cook and go over different foods
absolutely,
and discuss things
yeah.
and have our banter. But we could also get a comment feed to us, and we could have a whole party on the Facebook Live feed.
Indeed. That would actually be something very interesting.
So, my Venus, Halloween. Let's just talk. It is Halloween, for God's sakes. Let's talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
I am really, like I said before, blown away how all these holidays that we eventually buy $1 hang-up little spiders and webs and things like that come from some serious, serious tradition. I mean, serious tradition. I mean, Halloween.
Look where it's ended up.
Exactly.
Halloween
I mean,
is actually the second most popular commercially you know, successful holiday after Christmas.
Isn't that interesting?
I mean, when we talk about sales and merchandise
yeah.
and, I mean, they say that the average family spends over $300 on Halloween.
Oh, my God. We did. What do we spend, $6, $10?
You know, I took my son into a Halloween store on Saturday called Ruby's, actually.
Yes,
they're quite
yes,
famous.
Yes, they are.
They originated as a costume store. And they have their headquarters in Westbury,
yes, yes,
Long Island. And I took my son there on Saturday because, of course, he coerces me in doing things that I don't
want
to do.
Don't they all? Yes, yes, yes.
I've never been there before. So we drove up. So they had the headquarters on the left and the store on the right. And, of course, it's, you know, you can't even find a parking space. People are parking illegally. I mean, it's just nuts, this place. So I ended up finding a space and went in, and I'm telling you, it's, I don't even know, 40,000 square feet. It's absolutely insane.
Now, are these, I mean, a lot of these Halloween places, custom places, probably pop up around, I don't know.
No, this is actually, they stay open 24 hours, 365 days a year. They're year-round.
Wow, okay.
And it's the most amazing Halloween store you've ever
seen. Rubies. Okay.
I mean,
okay,
they have everything categorized so well. It's just so easy to find things. And, you know, some of the costumes are $150, $200. I mean, this is like crazy money.
Really?
And people were going absolutely insane trying to find these costumes.
So I don't want to definitely say this for sure, but I do hear that the restaurant I went the night before my birthday with a buddy, Steve DeStante,
mm-hmm,
called Jewel, is, I think, either invested in by or owned by Ruby Costumes. And I think Ruby Costumes actually does a whole Broadway type of business as well. So I'm actually going to do some research on that and see if that's actually the same people. I'd like to know.
Interesting.
But, yeah, these costumes and these places, but a lot of them will pop up, you know. They come in.
Oh, of course.
Couple of weeks, a couple of months, whatever it is, and they come in, clean up, and in and out they go. But, I mean, Halloween is a date back in time. I mean, it's All Hallows' Evening. And if you take it and just kind of break it down or put it together, it actually puts it all together. So it's also called All Saints' Eve.
Yes.
And a hallow, H-A-L-L-O-W, is a saint. So there you go, All Hallows' Eve or All Saints' Eve. And this is one and the same, one and the same.
Interesting. And actually, back in the day, the jack-o'-lanterns actually were made out of hollowed-out turnips.
Oh.
And they were made to keep away spirits and ghosts on what they called the Samhain.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I mean, yes, there's a lot of tradition. And the Celts, I think, are the ones that nailed it. I mean, they have a lot of cool, traditions. Even we saw a rutabaga mask when we did some study on Halloween here.
Mm-hmm.
And this rutabaga mask was actually used as something as part of their customs in this time of year. And then we now use masks. And they started with a rutabaga, for God's sakes, right?
Very interesting.
Yeah. So I know there's a lot of things that people do, a lot of traditions that are actually interesting for all of us. But I know a lot of people have a lot of questions around this, too. So do you have any interesting facts to share?
Me?
Yeah. I mean, why do we do things and all of this stuff? And I do know that we had a question here. What was it? Hannah from Queens, New York. Where did the tradition of handing out candy come from? So as far as I know, or we've studied, trick-or-treating goes back to about, I think about the late 1920s in the U.S. here. So,
mm-hmm,
you know, it's hard to say, but, you know, once I think we get customization and industrialism to pay attention to these things, I mean, before you know it, I mean, you know, everybody's putting products out there to trick-or-treat. You got the mini balls or this or that. They've done the thing.
Oh, of course. It's all a big money-making.
It is. Trick-or-treating,
thing,
I don't think is really where it all started from. And I don't think, other than the fact that that time of year was a very festive time of year. And if you go back to this is like a harvest time of year. So there's a lot of sharing of product and stuff like that back in the day and in the Celtic day. There's a lot of celebratory time. And when there's celebratory times, there's often gifts of things. Food is a gift. Food is a share. So although I'm not saying this from fact, I do know that all celebratory autumn festivals typically do share one thing in common, that they give and give and give. Actually,
apparently the most popular Halloween candy is, can you guess?
Where are we talking here?
And I would love to have one of those right now.
Well, you're not going to have it.
I think I shall.
Oh, go for it. Well,
it's actually supposed to be one of the better candies, even in terms.
I'm going to say Snickers.
You cheated.
No, I really didn't. I would have said that. And you know why? Once you gave me that clue, why they say that is Snickers has a lower glycemic index than whole wheat bread.
Snickers.
Wait, did you hear what I just said?
Yeah.
Snickers has a lower glycemic index than whole wheat bread. Does that mean to eat Snickers instead of bread? No. Does it mean to eat bread? No. What it means is, isn't that bizarre that the peanuts and the nougat and everything like that slow down the absorption of the sugar on that? So go figure that. So, all right, well, you are from Britain. So
yeah.
What's another crowd-pleasing Halloween candy that was first sold in England in 1935?
Question.
It is, isn't it? I see smoke coming from her ears, folks. Let me get the fire extinguisher. She's thinking.
Would it have been Kit Kat? My cat? Your cat? Kit Kat?
No! Oh, you're good. You're good.
I'm right?
You are. Ding dong, ding dong. But what was it called when it was first?
You were, so popular.
What was it called before the Kit Kat?
I don't know.
I'll just fill you in. Round Trees Chocolate Crisp.
Round Trees. Oh, my goodness.
Did you know that?
Round Trees was a very, very famous British company that made amazing sweets and candy. I remember Round Trees pastilles. They were like these chewy, round, like gums.
Dirty.
I love Kit Kat even to this day. Although I have to say, the Kit Kat in London is much different. The quality, the ingredients are very different. Do you like Kit Kat?
I actually do. And if I was having a chocolate, I guess I would actually have a
Kit
Kat. Yeah,
amazing.
Yeah,
I can't
wait
after my diet is over.
So anyway, what other than trick-or-treating is something that you think about when you think about Halloween?
I'm not sure.
How about like bobbing for apples or...
Right.
What else?
I don't know.
You don't know? So do we have... What's going on here?
I think our guest, Chef Frank, should be calling in any moment.
Did you get that from the green room or from Frank himself?
Or
from Jesus, God? I mean, wait.
I think actually there's somebody on the line right now that actually may be
maybe.
Chef Frank.
Guest is on the line.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, let's bring him on. Chef Frank.
Hello, Chef Frank.
Hello.
Hi. Hello, how you doing?
Hey, what happened to you?
Are you
I'm
in the weeds,
sorry,
as we used to say?
Yeah, I was buried in the kitchen. I was rolling in the garlic and the onions, but I'm sorry I'm calling so late.
Oh,
listen, we always have plenty of filler. Well, hello, Chef Frank. How are you?
Fine, very good. I was listening to your show last week, and it sounded pretty good, very interesting.
Thank you so much.
I'm
so happy that you actually, you know, could call in, and we're very excited to talk to you about your restaurant, and we were actually, you know, on your website before. We love the video by
great.
That Joey guy from Soprano.
Yeah.
I don't know who he is, but
Jerry Ganascoli, right? Ganascoli?
Yes, that's Joe from the Sopranos, yep.
And you know what? Having Billy Joel, a bottle of red, a bottle of white. I mean,
that
is brilliant, Frank. Brilliant.
That's,
right there.
That's
brilliant.
That's the old restaurant before it burnt down. Now we're like double the size.
Oh, my God. Yeah. All right. So it's time for a new website, brother.
I'm going to update it. Yes. I mean, I own 4 restaurants. I sold them all. I'm down to just the 1 restaurant. It's my hometown where I live.
Wow.
It's where I live, so I'm very happy there. And I got a lot of good patrons for the last 35 years that basically everybody's like family to me.
And that's what I hear. So this is Folk's 29 John Street. Is that correct?
Yes, 29 John Street in Babylon. It's called Francesco's.
All right, so Francesco's, 29 John Street, Babylon. And we looked at the menu. We've talked to some people that were there. It sounds amazing, amazing.
Oh, it really
thank
is.
You.
1972 you established, or is that what I read?
Yeah, established 72. I bought it in 78 when I graduated, 78.
Nice. That's amazing.
So I've been there a long
time. Right in, right?
Yeah. And so you're going to be at that event November 9th, I guess? November 9th? The event?
Yes.
We're excited about this.
We are very excited. We spoke to our mutual friend Anthony this morning, who's actually going to be there. Handling all the drinks, and they have some wonderful cocktails that they're going to be making after dinner.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm really looking forward to that, and we're certainly going to, go over that in more detail.
We thought we'd like to do too, and we'll all discuss it as we'll introduce the dishes with you, and let's just get people engaged in the whole thing. I mean, the menu is gorgeous. We got the braised short ribs, we got the roasted pumpkin.
Oh, sounds amazing.
We got the panko, coriander, crusted black sea bass. By the way, Chef Frank, crusted black sea bass. I mean, just stop the show right there.
That is amazing.
I love sea bass.
It's the whitest, flakiest fish you could eat. It's unbelievable.
Exactly.
You can't compare it. Don't compare it to like Chilean sea bass. I mean, that's caught overseas.
No.
It's frozen. This is local.
Right.
No.
Local caught sea bass, but it's delicious. But
season for that, right? This is the season for black. Is this the season for the black sea bass?
Yeah, this is it right now. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, when it starts getting cold, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds absolutely wonderful. So Frank, so tell us then, I really want to talk heavily about this event next week. It's going to be an amazing food and wine pairing event at the North Shore Towers, actually on the green, the catering facility that they have there. It's absolutely amazing.
Looks beautiful.
In Floral Park, New York. And I'd like you to really kind of give us the little story about how you got involved with this and how this all came together.
Well, it's going to be hosted by the owners that I guess they own the restaurant downstairs, and they have great food. I think they're just lacking a little bit of creativity, and that's why they reached out to me. And I got reached out by Empire Liquors. Because that's my salesperson, and he sells
liquor
for
them.
Oh, Anthony. Anthony.
Yeah.
Anthony.
Yeah. So he reached out to me to take one of my best chefs, and together we could create a menu, a nice creative menu, and then and we're gonna have a great performer there, Louis Delprat. He's gonna be doing a lot of different type dances and a lot of different music, and he's great. He's a great performer. And then we're going to go into the menu, the different, I think we've got like four-course meal coming.
Yeah,
and like you said,
it is a four-course meal.
It should be a great evening.
Right.
And I'm taking my chef John, which is a great chef I got, and he did a lot of his culinary experiences in catering halls and a lot of busy restaurants. So we kind of designed something nice. And it should be,
so what
should be
was,
nice.
What was behind, the choices you made for the menu? How did you sort of, come up with these ideas? Especially, I love this Jack Daniel's honey.
Oh, my
that's
God.
Really amazing. How did you come to this menu?
Well, Empire Liquors is sponsoring it with certain types of wines that we're going to pair with the food and liquors. And they want me to do. I told them I could do some infusions with some of the liquors, and then we, pick a nice type of wine with each course. And but I love infusing, my liquor with food, because once you heat it up and you get rid of the alcohol, it's amazing flavors that you get, especially from, like the Jack Daniel's Tennessee Fire, which is a cinnamon based type of liqueur.
Oh.
And I'll make like cheesecake out of it. Once it cooks get that cinnamon. Yeah, like we're doing a pumpkin cheesecake right now with that type of liquor in the restaurant. And then we infuse other liquors with barbecue sauces and things like that. We do, a lot of creative dishes we do. But
right.
And I always use triple sec in a lot of my desserts. I use amaretto. I use ambuca. You know.
Oh my goodness.
A lot of my desserts. So I mean, infusion with you know, with fresh herbs and
yes.
You know, a lot of flavors in my dishes, and then especially with liquors. Yeah, comes out great.
Now, do you have your own pastry chef, or, I mean, who would be responsible for the dessert? I mean, chocolate truffles, I mean, they're not difficult to make,
yeah.
But,
yeah,
like, who would
yeah,
be making that?
Well, we have, in the restaurant, we seat about 100, and we do have, like a bakery, you know, like almost bakery area where we cook all our homemade desserts, and we bake them there, and then at nighttime, we have a dessert girl that just plates them and garnishes them and pushes them out, you know, but... You know, 95% of my desserts are homemade, so we figure make some with chocolate.
Well,
man.
Chocolate truffles, I can't have any of those right now because of my diet. I have to
yeah.
say I have a
you
very
know what? You know what?
Spot for
we need a
truffles.
Huge rain check on that, Chef Frank, because I'm going to pay the piper
no
if
problem.
We don't, okay? I'll have to pay you on the side, please, on the side.
Right, no problem, yeah.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Frank, because I'm sure you'll agree with me. You know, we always kind of, I think, are... kind of veered towards certain desserts that we grew up on, you know,
yes,
like things
yes,
we can
yes,
remember
yes,
our
yes.
grandma making or our mum making. And
yeah.
I remember my mother growing up in London, she used to make the best chocolate truffles, and they were just like no one else. And, you know, she used to roll them in the cocoa powder and the sprinkles, and they were just the best thing I ever remember. So when I see chocolate truffles, I just go crazy.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah,
so maybe I could have, like, one-tenth of a truffle.
One-eighteenth.
Yeah. I'll just
but
lick it and then put it down.
you look at it, and it's 20 calories.
Yeah. But listening to your last show, I know you guys are heavily on nutrition and diet and nutrition.
Yeah.
Yes, I was going to, yeah, I'd love to talk about that. I hear that you're a bit of a health nut yourself.
Yeah, for many years, you know, like I said before, I was into whole grains and gluten-free grains back when nobody even knew what gluten was.
Goodness!
Yeah, and I used to bake. I used to bake all my like muffins out of just oats and sorghum flours and brown rice flours and just a pinch of whole wheat flours just to hold it together. But I was. Back 15 years ago, that's how I was baking. And
wow.
Cooking.
Now, what prompted you to get into that area of cooking and experimenting?
It started out when I had high blood pressure and I wasn't too healthy. And I was a slim guy my whole life, and I was about 30. And I started getting high blood pressure, and I started reading medical journals and reading, and you know, diet. And you are what you eat, and it's really true.
Yes,
you are what you eat.
Yes,
then,
yes, yes.
But after so many years, I really dug into it even more, and I found out what the body wants, what cancer feeds on, what foods it feeds on, what it doesn't like. Eating clean or eating real, like you guys talked about. I mean, we call it eating clean, but it's you know eating I would say, you know, alkaline forming foods that would make your blood alkaline.
Yes,
that it's very important. And if you just stay away from the acid forming foods, you know, and technically it's not foods that are acid, it's just foods that, you know, break down in your body and
right,
make
correct,
blood acid.
Correct.
And I started reading on that and reading on a lot of other things, and I just I eat a lot of you know, goji berries, chia seeds, you know, cocoa nibs, you know,
wonderful.
A lot of quinoa. You know, I'm very, very little carbs. If I do have carbs,
but I mean,
sorry,
if we even share this recipe, this menu right now, Chef Frank, with people, I mean, just look at it. Braised short ribs, right? Gorgeous. You got a little, like the demi-glace, a little sugar in that, but it's also cooked off. But it's got a little Parmesan polenta, right? So it's gluten-free. Bang. You got roasted pumpkins. You got everything. You got beta carotene, you got fiber, you got this filling thing, you got cranberries, high antioxidant, heirloom tomatoes, microgreen salad. I mean, folks, this is a, you're drooling, but at the same time, like Chef Frank is saying, I mean, if you can contribute to your health at the same time,
Why not?
Yeah, I mean, people think that if you eat right, it's got to be bland, it's got to be tasteless.
Hell no.
That's wrong, because I can make things taste unbelievable, and it's so healthy.
Yeah.
You know, even people that like make, let's say, brown rice, organic brown rice. I mean, they you boil the rice and then you eat it. It's terrible. There's so many ways
right.
to make it. There's so many ways to make like brown rice taste unbelievable. Like if you cook your rice and then roast an array of vegetables, you know, 15 different, all colorful vegetables in the oven.
Oh yes.
And then toss it with some soy sauce and maybe a couple hot peppers in it. And then I'm talking about vegetables. You roast, let's say, red, you know, like sweet potatoes and carrots and onions and zucchini and yellow squash and onions and, you know, red peppers. And you toss it with the brown rice with soy sauce. You know, it brings it back to life. You know, I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah,
it's so simple.
Wonderful.
You know,
it really is very simple, but it's really about, you know, setting
flavor.
Aside the time to prepare and chop and put it all together, which a lot of people obviously are very lazy. So
it's not hard. I mean, if you chop all the vegetables,
you know what?
And roast
it's also
them.
About finding balance, right? Right?
Yeah.
I mean,
sure.
If you don't
sure.
find balance, I mean, people get into too many skewed areas where if they go off the deep end, they forget to come back, or they're so high and holy they don't even enjoy life. I think,
right, for
you as a chef, learning to enjoy
yeah.
all these foods. I mean, I know you got a gluten-free menu. Is that correct for folks?
Yeah, we have a large amount of customers that come in for gluten-free desserts, gluten-free pastas, gluten-free grains. We even make
pizza.
Gluten-free breads in my place that we offer for no charge. I don't buy anything that's pre-made. I mean, if you go to any pizza place, let's say, and you order like a gluten-free pizza, it's going to come in an aluminum tin, aluminum pan. That tells you that they bought it. They didn't make it. We make our own. We take the best flours and not too much tapioca, because if you go look out in the supermarkets and you read all the ingredients on these gluten-free products, they're loaded with tapioca and the cheap flours, corn, cheap, you know, especially, you know, GMO corn. You want to
yeah, oh, my
that,
God,
but,
right.
But
might as well have the wheat at that point, right?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, gee, they're making
Amazing.
Fuel out of them, most of the corn. But
exactly.
Exactly, but I'm using good quality grains in all my gluten-free products, and it's a lot. I eat it, and so that's the reason why I'm using it. You know,
now
fun.
Frank,
well.
It's interesting. Now you're talking about all of this, and this is very intriguing. Have you ever thought about even sort of expanding to maybe do some kind of classes or even like cooking classes? Because it seems like it would be wonderful for you to really like teach people.
I want to start off. I really don't have time, but I want to start off doing some YouTube videos.
Yeah,
then,
oh my God, that's a place
connect
to
it
start.
To my website so I can kind of show people easy,
100%.
You know, three, four steps instead of 10 steps to make a dinner.
Right.
You know?
And video
and then,
is where it's at. Video is
right, and
is
then
the
winter
thing.
Time. Yeah, and in the wintertime, I could do some cooking classes and stuff. I would love to do that, but I really don't have too much time. I don't have too much time.
I know. It just sounds like that would be just
you know what?
Perfect
That's so
you.
Funny, Frank. Like, so as a physician all day, if I come out to a patient and say, I'll be with you in a couple of minutes, they'll say, oh, take your time. And I always laugh and I say, I don't have time. I'm just letting you know I'm going to be a couple of minutes behind.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
I'm not going to have a cappuccino and a you know,
exactly.
nice demi-glace cook
exactly.
down here recipe
yeah.
creativity
I mean,
thing. No, I'm actually working. It's like no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, if you're cooking, I mean, if you're cooking for your family, 6-8 people, you know, you make a big mess in your kitchen, okay? Because to go out to dinner is expensive, but you cook for two people at the house. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes the mess you make is not worth it. So, I mean, come to a place like mine. It's simple, cheap.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. So,
healthy,
what's your website?
Healthy.
Tell people your website, please, for us.
Francesco'sOnline.com.
All right. So, Francesco's Online.com.
Or just Francesco's of Babylon.
Yes.
Yeah,
and Frank, what is your most popular item? Like, what is like the one thing that people go crazy after at your restaurant?
Most of it is seafood.
Oh, such as what dish would you? What dish would
well,
you say?
Well, like right now we're serving a homemade lobster bisque. We saute fresh spinach with garlic. We put that in the center. I think we're going to be doing that with the sea bass on the.
I think that was on the sun. Oh my god!
And then we do a crock pot. We serve a big pot, like almost you put on your stove with a lid. It's a nice, beautiful blue pot. And we're doing steamed clams, mussels, steamed mahi-mahi.
Mahi-mahi.
A lot of herbs in it. And we're doing a lot of vegetables mixed in there. And we're steaming it with sherry wine and, things like that,
Well, Frank, I very much look forward to paying you a visit and having a delicious dinner one of these evenings. Well, after I'm off my diet, of course.
Well, you know what? Unfortunately, too, you just got our producer out of the green room up in Canada, and he's already on a flight coming down. So can you keep the doors open for another 2 hours, please?
That's right.
But, with regard to this event, it's actually, I just want to give our listeners
some more detailed information,
because obviously, that wouldn't be a good thing. So it's actually November 9th, which is next Wednesday, believe it or not.
Oh, my God.
I think every one of us will be hopefully ready to go out and party and drink, depending on who wins the election. Of course, election day next Tuesday, not that I'm going to be going into that right now, but... So it's for November 9th, 6 to 9 p.m., and it is presented by North Shore Towers on the Green. And that, can we get an address for that? Do you know the address?
Do you, anybody?
I know it's Foyle Park.
Towers
on the Green, Floral Park, beautiful
facility. It's the middle building. It's the middle building. The downstairs part of the middle building, yes.
Downstairs, they have a beautiful catering facility. There are limited seating. So for reservations, if you wanna go, and it's actually a beautiful four-course menu, food and wine paired, and they're using Jack Daniels and Corbel Champagne, and they're really being very creative with these meals, and it's just going to be amazing. And it's $65 per person, which is a great price. You can actually call 718-819-8228 to make a reservation. So I suggest doing that soon. And of course, this amazing singer, Luis Del Prete.
Luis Del Prete.
Okay.
Yeah, he's going to start off with singing, and then he's going to go into DJing.
Wonderful.
Oh,
wonderful.
Well, you never heard me sing, and hopefully you don't. So.
So that will be absolutely amazing. And, folks, we have the address. It's 27240 Grand Central Parkway, Floral Park, New York, 11005.
Perfect.
So
we'll see you there.
We're very much looking forward to that. And we very much look forward to meeting you. I mean, that night's going to be a bit crazy, but we'll certainly say hello.
Thank you. I'll be in the kitchen.
You know, Venus is really good at dishes, Chef Frank, so you get her in the kitchen there.
Yeah, because I don't need the dishwashers, that's why.
Slave laboring up, she'll be fine. As long as she gets a credit at your restaurant, she's good to go.
Exactly.
No problem.
So,
thank you.
But, Chef Frank, thank you so much for coming on to the show.
Yeah,
thank
you so much.
So wonderful.
Thank you.
I hope
to talk to you guys in the future. I'll call
some
other.
Absolutely, and we'll see you next week. We can't wait for the event.
Thank you.
Okay.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
So here's a guy cooking, like, serious Italian food, and he's got a whole niche around healthy cooking.
I love it.
And, he's still bringing the traditional dishes to people that want it, and he's offering options for people that, want to do something different. I mean, he's even got avocado going on in an Italian restaurant. He's got sushi going on.
Yeah,
I mean, these
nice
are some cool things. They are.
Nice to mix it up. And, what say you the next time we could go and visit him at the restaurant and maybe do a little Facebook Live?
I like it.
That sounds like a grand idea. And by then, I'll be eating my heart away.
True. So you know what, folks? It is 2 minutes to 10. Venus and I got some trick-or-treating to do.
I didn't tell you. I'm allowed to eat candy?
No, I didn't say we're trick-or-treating for candy. We're just going to go out there and have some fun. So let's get out there and enjoy All Hallows Eve. We're going to do everything next week. It's 10 o'clock, my love.
Oh, yes.
You know what? You don't want to turn into the pumpkin, do you?
Oh, that's true. I've got another 2 hours.
Well, okay, she does. But, folks, we are really having a lot of fun tonight. This Halloween is an interesting thing. I can't believe it's the second most popular holiday.
Well,
that blows my mind.
Speaking,
well, commercially,
you know,
yeah.
Money-wise, I mean, people spend billions and billions of dollars a year. So it's a pretty scary fact, actually. But, yeah, hope everyone has a great week.
Yeah.
And we will be coming to you next Monday.
We got a great show next Monday. It's the famous chefs in the White House. How cool is that?
Oh, wonderful.
Right? And please, folks, if you have any availability on November 9th from 6 to 10 p.m. at the North Shore Towers and Gardens, please call 718-819-8228 for reservations. We'll see you there. We'd love to see you there. And get out there, have a great week, find food and passion in your life, find health, find vitality.
Absolutely. We're going to have a great week, folks. Have a great rest of your Halloween. Stay safe. And we will be joining you next Monday at 9 p.m.
Good night.
Boom. Good night, folks.